Blog Talk Radio.
Turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce.
Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect. I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream. You cannot mess with the beast. This is like this many rings. Y'all know what I mean. This is for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beast that ain't under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially bird. This is the third.
This is the This is all we got. We might as well get it all we got. This is a
talk to the serpent. That's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined. So many stupids can't hurt me. I just might make me some earl tea. I was that touch like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way.
But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got.
Music's all we got.
Music is all we got. Oh, no, stop, so we might as well give it all we got.
Hey, I know that it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We back in the building, man. We chilling. First of all, man, I would like to thank everybody who, you know what I'm saying, we took a couple of weeks off, but we back at what we supposed to be doing. Man, just been a rough week, to be honest. A couple of weeks, been going through a lot. Not really just, you know, nothing bad, but process that I'm going through right now, man, things that I'm currently working on, and it consumed a lot of my time, but you know, I figured it out, so I'm very happy and very pleased to know that I've been I've just finished wrapping up a whole audition interview process with ESPN Radio 1000. It was an opportunity that I could not pass up, and I do appreciate all my fans who, you know, supported me, just pushed me in the right direction. You know, just a lot, man, just to give me that confidence, added confidence that I already had. I'm not cocky about it, but just a lot of people, you know, reinstilling me confidence that, you know, I could go out there and really put a great effort towards of trying to win the contest. It was a contest promotional thing, really, that was going on. And somebody had referred me to do the contest or audition for ESPN 1000 Radio. Shout out to Illinois Media School who helped me put that together. You know, they let me come to their facilities and do the whole process. And they're, you know, they're in the works with ESPN 1000 Radio. Also, shout out to all the administrators and teachers and the ESPN staff and everybody who just, you know, let me come in there and be me and just really come in and try something different, to be honest. Because I know, you know, I do with the radio show and it was just something that I had to, I'm not even necessarily do, but I had to chase it. Something I'm going to continue to chase. And I have had so much fun going through the whole process, man. It was a crazy process, but it is what it is, man. I mean, it is, you know, it was a great experience for me, really, to be in the room with people who, you know, do what I love to do, but they get paid more than I do to do to do radio. But at the same time, man, I'm still, you know, working on some other things that I will be having process. Coming this week, I will be doing a lot more at the Illinois Media School as well. Will be letting me do a lot of stuff in their facility, to be honest. I'll be still be able to do OG radio, but I will be, you know, working in the comforts of their facilities for a couple of months. And that's a big thing for me and my OG radio team, the fact that we can go through the process of their program and still be able to do OG radio. Also, man, like I said, they won't announce the winner of the contest, which consists of $2,000 in tuition money. You know, so I would be using that and would be, you know, doing some things. And also, you will have they would put the winner on ESPN 1000 Radio with Jonathan Hood. So shout out to Jonathan Hood, man, real down to earth guy. Really, you know, chapter that went for a while, man. I really got a lot of great insight of, you know, what goes on in this new field that I'm trying to get into. It's different because it's not music. It's more talk radio, dealing with sports, man. So y'all know me. I know I'm a big sports guy, man. You know, I do my thing as far as talking about sports and things of that sort. Like I said, you're never too old to learn something new. And I can honestly tell you, I've learned a lot in these last couple of days. You know, dealing with the school and dealing with the people who work there and things of that sort, man. And it's something that I really, really, really want to pursue that as well. But like I said, man, I definitely appreciate the fans, the artists, all the people who, you know, knew I was going through this, you know, this process of, you know, trying to, you know, broaden my horizon of doing more than just regular radio. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not to say that this radio station is not the best thing that ever happened to me, but just want to expand, just want to grow with what I'm doing with radio, man. Because I know it's great doing what I do now, but it can always get bigger and always can get better. And to just let people know this is something that I won't stop doing just because of, you know, things that I'm working out. And I've always worked out deals to where this is always a part of the plan. Doing OG radio for these artists, for these fans, always been a part of the plan they have. You know what I'm saying? So I just really do appreciate doing say or whatever. So, you know, have fun doing what I do with the radio show. And have fun just working, man. Honestly, just really putting in the work that comes with doing this radio show, man. Because I know it's hard work at the end of the day. And I do appreciate my team, OG Radio team, OGNT team, you know, and the fam who really helped me put, you know, this radio show where it needs to be. Like I said, this would be a kind of a slower show than normal. You know, I just get to the music or whatever like that. But breaking down what's going on far as with me, the radio show. It's not going nowhere, so that's number one to these artists, these fans. OG Radio not going nowhere, man. I'm definitely going to be here for the long haul. We definitely going to be making some upgrades. We're going to be making some changes to where it helps the artists even more. You know what I'm saying? I will be getting a lot of help from some good people who are believing in my dream, believing in my goals, believing in my brand, believing in this station and what we do here, and the fact that I will be, you know, be helped out even more, learning some newer things and learning, you know, a lot more than I should, more than just doing radio and media and whatnot. So I'll have to take some crash courses, man. I know how I get it. So to the people who thought that I was going to be done doing OG Radio, or thought that if God will, you know, I win this contest and think that OG Radio going to be done, it's like, nah, because I always make sure that this is a part of me. So I won't go nowhere without OG Radio. You'll never see me be done with doing this radio show. It's just I'm trying to grow, you know, make this even bigger than what it is now. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are ready to stand behind what this brand means to me, what it means to my team, what it means to, you know, the artists, man. So that is the main goal that I have, man, is just to prove to these people that these artists that I play, no, they are not mainstream artists. Some of them are, but these artists give you their heart, their soul. They give you their blood, their sweat, their tears. They give you everything in their music. So when you hear somebody really putting out music and they love to do it, you will hear the passion in the music. You know what I'm saying? You will hear, you know, their pain. You will, you know, it's kind of like to a lot of people, music is therapy, because a lot of people don't know how to express themselves, you know, to somebody or tell somebody how they feel just regularly. So, you know, through music, the people have learned to express themselves, and that's the main goal that I have here at OG Radio, man, to make sure that these artists at the end of the day, no matter what's going on, they get the opportunity to let people hear them express themselves, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, without further ado, I'm getting back into the radio, getting back into the music, man, and I do apologize if I don't have all of the songs that I normally have, because due to Blog Talk Radio, love to restart and reboot their system. I'm still downloading music, so this is going to be like a 3-day process, so y'all may understand. Like I said, man, we back in the building, we working. So I'm going to give y'all this joint from my man, Rich P. It's called Rest in Peace, is the remix. Y'all know this, it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, and we back in the building, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I go by the name of Rich P.
Yeah.
Some people call me King. Don't matter what you call me, long as you call me, man.
You know I run the streets, babe. Just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just wanna smoke and fuck. I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage. Ain't got no D's to no house of Carter. That don't mean shit. I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this. Yeah, they told me don't do that. Why? Told them I'm gonna be rich. Yeah, had a convo with my son. I told him he's a king. He don't even believe in Jesus. Why? Cause he believe in me. Me. Said he wanna be like me. Me. Wanna keep it G like me. Me. He gon' give me life after death. Yeah. Cause he gon' do a B.I.G. Yeah. You ain't ready to die for it. Then don't need to talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
I already know I'm ahead of them. Cause most of these rappers are scared of them. They didn't wanna give me no features. It really would be too unfair to them. I'm everything I ever said I am. These niggas is talking, they hear themselves. Gotta watch the circle. Niggas plot to hurt you. But they be acting like they hit a hell, cause most of these niggas is posers. They had you dead on the poster. That's why I stay with that lighter. You didn't know I was a smoker. You didn't know I do my homework. I'm at your crib, I'm right in the front.
I'm right in the front.
I put you dead in your dome. First lay you down, I put you right in the blunt.
You know I run the streets, babe. Just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just wanna smoke and fuck. I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage. Ain't got no D's to no house of Carter. That don't mean shit. I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this, yeah. They told me don't do that. Why? Told them I'm gonna be rich, yeah. Had a convo with my son. I told him he's a king.
He only believe in Jesus. Why? Cause he believe in me. Me. Said he wanna be like me. Me. Wanna keep a G like me. Me. He gon' give me life at the death. Yeah. Cause he gon' do a B-I-G. Yeah. You ain't ready to die for it. Then don't even talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
I fuck on your bitch cause she beautiful. Murder the pussy then pray at the funeral.
Amen.
You rather take it in musicals. Pay for the Remy than pay for the cuticle. Still, baby, I am not like your usual. Niggas squared in the cubicle. Claiming they boss but they fooling you. I used to trap out the Subaru. Dressing all black like a Hoover dude. Don't make me shoot at you. Cause I will in case I have to. Sir, you quicker than some fast food. Only following the cash rules. More paper than a classroom. Hate to be the bear bad news. I'm shitting on them, need a bathroom. Going nuts, I'm going cashews. Going ape, I'm going bad.
You know I run the street, babe. Just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just want to smoke and fuck. I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage. Ain't got no D's to no house of Carter. That don't mean shit. I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this. Yeah, they told me don't do that. Why? Told him I'm gonna be rich. Yeah, had a convo with my son. I told him he's a king. He don't even believe in Jesus. Why? Cause he believe in me. Me. Said he wanna be like me. Me. Wanna keep a G like me. Me. He gon' give me life at the death. Yeah. Cause he gon' do a B-I-G. Yeah. You ain't even ready to die for it. Then don't even talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Enough. And it's just what it is out here, man.
Look, I know some west side niggas and they love to bang. Know some east side niggas, they be on the same thing. They'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. I know some North Pole niggas and they love to bang. We some south side niggas, we be on the same thing. We'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. No disrespect, ayy. Iron in your face, that's Tony Stark. Pop a nigga, then skate, that's Tony Hawk. And don't come with that tough shit. I wish you would, pussy. Turn you into some good pussy, I bust quick. And I ain't with all that beef shit. You feeling me? But if a nigga think he killing me, ain't no sympathy. Pull up like remember me. Two straps like Yosemite. And leave the top open, smoking like a chimney. Woo. You can put me on any beat, I'ma wreck it too. Way I'm kicking these punches, it feel like Tekken 2. I'm nice with it, I reckon y'all. Ain't no half stepping dog, I hit any beat like a wrecking ball. Bars, nigga, could've been a bartender. Separating boys from the men, it's a bar mitzvah. 40 on me like a wino, ain't with the games, kid. I let that 40 bust like Kane did. They caught me lacking once, I ain't see him. Could've got popped in the head like a bright idea. If you got it, better blame it. Cause in the shot, every day you can get three in your hat. Why chance? Oh, ain't nothing sweet. If you really want beef, hear me screaming shotgun. I don't want the front seat. I've been nothing but heat. Turn the beat into lunch meat. Blacking out, going dumb like a truck. I know some west side niggas and they love to bang. Know some east side niggas, they be on the same thing. They'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. I know some North Pole niggas and they love to bang. We some south side niggas, we be on the same thing. We'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck, pull up and wreck, no disrespect, ayy.
You out my mind. If it's
been a long day, long day, long day,
I can't live without you.
Seven whole days.
I tried to erase you on my mind. If it's
been a long day, long day,
I can't live without you. Smaller wreck of my heart, a cherished thing of being self. Won't give my heart. Give my heart to anybody.
Pastor Steele, didn't know how to feel, had to submit the wheel, call me back to pride, things didn't seem real, yeah, the dot and Cupid, I spent too many years out here looking stupid, I just want that loving that's real, my heart needed to heal, only way that it's real, just listen, for the record, my heart is cherished, of being selfish, won't get my heart, just anybody know how I need that. My mind is
seven long days.
I can't live without you.
Seven whole days.
I try to erase you on my mind. If it's
seven long days.
I can't live without you.
No pocket bitch. In my city, I play fit, they get eliminated. We demonstrating, yo bitch think she getting penetrated. She fucking with me, she be all up on my Twitter. Shorty thirsty, she gon' bust that pussy open for a minute. Niggas tripping, it ain't shit to call them hitters. Cuz on them be about that action, we turn them boys to headers. It's feast time, we in your trap, like what up, though? Look, we a purge on you pussies, we don't love hoes.
Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where the cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where the cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that.
It's the crown, how they acting like they don't know.
What?
Only thing on my mind is that hope, though. They trying to say I fell off, well, I'm back, though. That pillow talking shit, I had the bro, no match your back, though. Yeah, I'm back up in my bag, I'm in my zone now. Squad goes, everybody round me on now. These niggas fried, don't be falling for the hype. Frontin' like he got that juice, but he be fucking on them hype. My family crazy, they love fucking with them pipes. Go against us, boy, you stupid, lose your motherfucking life. And if I plug you, better have my money right. I don't want a fucking wife and no hoe, you can't spend a night. Easy work, I'm getting pounds off like a vegan. I'm connected, that's a fact, my plug from another region. Never seen them, but the package always decent. You rappers faster, y'all ain't never fucking eating.
Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where the cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where the cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab
Big
that.
Big backwoods got my eyes red as a demon. Grandma think that I'm an angel, she don't know I keep a Nina.
Yeah.
Not for the fuck shit, you can tell by my demeanor. Bitch, I'm next, my shit dope like Ace Boogie at the cleaner.
Fuck
a job, I flipped a pound into a Beamer. I'm a legend off this track phone, I be serving like Serena. They sneak this but act like groupies when they see me. Niggas mad, this shit sad, they pulling Katie moves to beat me. Styling on them while I'm blowing that Luigi. Got a thick bitch named Tahiti, she has set you up to feed me. I keep that move, I can't let these pussies need me. Knowing that my shorties need me, so I ain't going that easy. Dying broke some lame shit, so I'm about to check. In my city, you ain't shit if you ain't got respect. People tell me that I'm tweaking, cause I never left. If rap don't work on me, yo, trap like where the cash at?
Where that
motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Where that motherfucking cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that. All I wanna know is where the cash at? Cash at? Where the cash at? Cash at? Hey, look, bitch, where that cash at? Cash at? Catch me in your trap, where the stash at? Stash at? Hey, look, bro, go and grab that, grab that.
No more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town, trying to book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. I could take you over east, show you what my city about. I drop the top on the beat, sit back and let your head down. Say you wanna fuck with a G, so don't be shy in my town. Want me to play with that pussy while we ride around. Lakeshore Drive to the west side, better known as the best side. We can go where you wanna go, tank full of gas, baby, let's ride. Fresh white ones and a white tee. She ain't never met a nigga like me. Born and raised in Chicago. Ooh, I think she like me. She booked a flight to the Chi. Took a Uber from O'Hare. Now I got her up in my room. Ooh, pulling on her hair.
The Remix
Guy. XL Magnum, no lifestyle.
The Remix Guy.
When I'm in it, she be moaning out so loud. She from out of town. With the big dog getting piped down. She getting fucked by a nigga from the Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town.
Give your love to me.
touching, it's something amazing, it's something to think about. When you're not around me, it kills me so softly. I'm trying to figure out what you have done to me. I appreciate you loving me, oh. And I'm gonna show you, baby.
I don't talk, baby, I walk. I'ma show you how I feel, girl. I want it. Girl, come closer to me. Just follow my lead, and then you will see why you should give your love to me. You should give your
I'm
Everybody feeling that love, desire, and me like she Madonna.
Miley in the got a dish like Madonna. All that Miley in the got a dish like Madonna. Miley in the got a dish like Madonna. All that Miley in the got a dish like Madonna. Like Madonna, like Madonna. Dish like Madonna. Like Madonna. Dish like Madonna. Like Madonna.
Dancing
like Madonna.
All
that Molly in the
got it. Dancing like Madonna. She bass and party joking on me. Girls who keep on doing what you do with no me. Had to grab the ball to keep my balance. Please do my hands. I had to grab it. The ass are fattest. Two hoes juke on me on camera. Two freakos ain't get on business. Then a freak though they ain't get on business. Grandma Molly now they starting to feel it. Madonna dancing they ain't got no rhythm. Don't matter cause we in it, but both of y'all always keep getting it. Grandma Molly, now they try to fit it. Madonna dancing, they ain't got no rhythm, but both of y'all always got chicks. So y'all can throw that ass off, bitch. Yeah. Miley in the got it, dancing like Madonna. All that Miley in the got it, dancing like Madonna. Miley in the got it, dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna, like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. All that Molly in the got it.
Dancing like Madonna.
Smalls and Stevie.
Yeah, I think about freaking you. Got you on my mind already. The things I do to you make you climax already. Had to put the legs on the dresser. Leave a pet down like I'm a wrestler. She been thanking me all day. From the weight I relieve from the stress. X-Man, he just wanna stress her. Cause he's saying that he really can't trust her. Man, that she fucking with a hustle. Only hit the thing once, don't want you to touch her. Ain't nothing left for discussion. Like the drum line, beat it like percussion. Now everything that you do always come with the percussion. She don't like fucking with a bustle. So she hit me on my line, so she gotta be for something. Really do you crack under pressure? Cause I gotta lay it down like I'm laying in construction. Turn walls up already, I bulldoze it already. You already know the procedure, so tell me if you not ready. Girl, I've been watching you, so I'm trying to make moves on how to pursue. Yeah, baby girl, that's how I move, but I only want to see that freaking you. Feeling like Usher with confession, yeah. Tell them other lanes at the exit. They don't know how we do, cause all of us think about a freaking you. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I go by the name of Rich.
Yeah, when I'm right away.
Some people call me King. Don't matter what you call me, long as you call me, man.
You know I run the streets, babe. Just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just wanna smoke and fuck. I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage. Ain't got no D's to no House of Cards. That don't mean shit. I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this. Yeah, they told me don't do that. Why? Told them I'm gonna be rich. Yeah, had a convo with my son. I told him he's a king. He don't even believe in Jesus. Why? Cause he believe in me. Me. Said he wanna be like me. Me. Wanna keep it G like me. Me. He gon' give me life at the death. Yeah. Cause he gon' do it B.I.G. Yeah. You ain't even ready to die for it. Then don't need talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
I already know I'm ahead of them. Cause most of these rappers is scared of them. They didn't wanna give me no features. It really would be too unfair to them. I'm everything I ever said I am. These niggas is talking, they hear themselves. Gotta watch the circle, niggas plot to hurt you. But they be acting like they here to help. Cause most of these niggas is posers. They had you dead on the poster. That's why I stay with that lighter. You didn't know I was a smoker. You didn't know I do my homework. I'm at your crib, I'm right in the front.
I'm right in the front.
I shoot you dead in your dome. First lay you down, I put you right in the blunt.
You know I run the street, babe, just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just wanna smoke and fuck, I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage, ain't got no D's to no house of Carter. That don't mean shit, I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this, yeah. They told me don't do that, why? Told them I'm gonna be rich, yeah. Had a convo with my son, I told him he's a king. He don't even believe in Jesus, why? Cause he believe in me, me. Said he wanna be like me, me. Wanna keep a G like me, me. He gon' give me life at the death, death. Cause he gon' do a B-I-G, yeah. You ain't ready to die for it, then don't even talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
I fuck with your bitch cause she beautiful. Murder the pussy then pray at the funeral.
Amen.
You rather take it to musicals. Pay for the Remy than pay for the cuticles. Still, baby, I am not like your usual. Niggas squared in the cubicle. Claiming they boss but they fooling you. I used to trap out the Subaru. Dressing all black like a Hoover dude. Don't make me shoot at you. Cause I will in case I have to. Sir, you quicker than some fast food. Only following the cash rules. More paper than a classroom. Hate to be the bear, bad news. I'm shitting on them, need a bathroom. Going nuts, I'm going cashews. Going ape, I'm going bad.
You know I run the street, babe. Just trying to feed my seed, bitch. Just wanna smoke and fuck. I got no time to smoke no weed, bitch. Yeah, you thick, but fuck your TNA, bitch. Fuck your cleavage. Ain't got no D's to no house of Carter. That don't mean shit. I had to go through that. Why? For me to show you this. Yeah, they told me don't do that. Why? Told them I'm gonna be rich. Yeah, had a convo with my son. I told him he's a king. He don't even believe in Jesus. Why? Cause he believe in me. Me. Said he wanna be like me. Me. Wanna keep a G like me. Me. He gon' give me life at the death. Death. Cause he gon' do a B-I-G. Yeah. You ain't even ready to die for it. Then don't need talk to me. Ain't too much that you can offer me. You see that there's a boss in me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
No more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town, trying to book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-town. I could take you over east, show you what my city about. I drop the top on the beat, sit back and let your head down. Say you wanna fuck with a G, so don't be shy in my town. Want me to play with that pussy while we ride around. Lakeshore Drive to the west side, better known as the best side. We can go where you wanna go, tank full of gas, baby, let's ride. Fresh white ones and a white tee. She ain't never met a nigga like me. Born and raised in Chicago. Ooh, I think she like me. She booked a flight to the Chi. Took a Uber from O'Hare. Now I got her up in my room. Ooh, pulling on her hair.
The Remix Guy.
XL Magnum, no lifestyle.
The Remix Guy.
When I'm in it, she be moaning out so loud. She from out of town. With the big dog getting piped down. She getting fucked by a nigga from the Chi-town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-town. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-town.
Like B-Dub, catch a big slug if you mean mug. Don't trust bitches in these niggas snitches, I'm just trying to get my cheese up. In my own lane, mind my business, I am my whole team, bruh. I don't fuck with too many. I don't rock with fake love. Bitches sneaky, always creepy behind your back for these niggas. Yeah, niggas still talking to niggas about your pussy, cause they know that shit is crack. These niggas wag, no talking. That shit's facts, they soft up, no traffic in my lane. I'm bossed up, nigga, bossed up. I'm soft up. I be getting to the money. This step my shit, I'm now they looking at me funny, cause I'm soft up. Still getting to the money. This step my shit up and they looking at me funny, cause I be getting to it. Yeah, I got that sound. Fly nigga rockin', he know I'm the boss. Yeah, I got the sauce. 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 Drip, drip, I'm splashing. And he love it when that pussy make that sound. Chasing back till I'm passionate. I don't need no help cause I do it on my own. They lie, girl, you wild it. No, y'all just childish. Never let them see you sweat. Soft up, so you make your presence known. Hell yeah, I got the sound. They know I do. They know that I'm the boss. I pay the fucking cost. And I ain't sweating no nigga.
None.
I be getting to it. Yeah, I got that sound. Fly nigga rocking. He know I'm the boss. Yeah, I got the sauce. Yeah, I got the sauce. Yeah, I got the sauce. Yeah, I got the sauce.
Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce.
Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, you better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beast. This is like this many rings, never around me. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beast that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is the This is all we got. We might as well spend it all we got.
Talk to the serpent, that's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined, told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get saved in the swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way,
but that don't give nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got.
Music's all we got.
Music is all we got. Oh, no, stop, mom. So we might as well give it all we got. We know we got it.
erase you out my mind. And if it's been a long day, long day, long day, I can't live without you. Seven whole days, whole days. Seven long days, long days, long days. I can't be without you. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart to just anybody, no, I need that. Space to breathe, I need a time to see that you right for me. I need a time to see, no, I won't settle. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart. I still didn't know how to feel, had to submit the wheel, got me by surprise, things didn't seem real, yeah, the dot and Cupid, I spent too many years out here looking stupid, I just want that loving that's real, my heart needed to heal, only way that it's real, just listen, for the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self, won't get my heart.
And it's just what it is out here, man.
Look,
I know some west side niggas and they love to bang. Know some east side niggas, they be on the same thing. They'll pull up and wreck.
Hey, to be aware,
pull up
to be
and
alive
wreck
out here.
Pull up and wreck. Pull
hey,
up and wreck.
Up.
I know some North Pole niggas and they love to bang. We some south side niggas, we be on the same thing. We'll pull up and wreck.
You better be aware,
pull up
surrounded.
And wreck. Pull
you
up and wreck. No disrespect, ayy.
Yeah.
Hey. Iron in your face, that's Tony Stark. Pop a nigga, then skate, that's Tony Hawk. And don't come with that tough shit. I wish you would, pussy, turn you into some good pussy. I bust quick, and I ain't with all that beef shit. You feeling me? But if a nigga think he killing me, ain't no sympathy. Pull up like remember me, two straps like Yosemite. And leave the top open, smoking like a chimney. Woo. You can put me on any beat, I'ma wreck it too. Way I'm kicking these punches, it feel like Tekken too. I'm nice with it, I reckon y'all. Ain't no half stepping dog, I hit any beat like a wrecking ball. Bars, nigga, could have been a bartender. Separating boys from the men, it's a bar mitzvah. 40 on me like a wino, ain't with the games, kid. I let that 40 bust like Kane did. They caught me lacking once, I ain't see him. Could have got popped in the head like a bright idea. If you got it, better blame it. Cause in the shot, every day you can get three in your hat. Why chance them? Oh, ain't nothing sweet. If you really want beef, hear me screaming shotgun. I don't want the front seat. I've been nothing but heat. Turn the beat into lunch meat. Blacking out, going dumb like a trunk. I know some west side niggas and they love to bang. Know some east side niggas, they be on the same thing. They'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck. I know some North Pole niggas and they love to bang. We some south side niggas, we be on the same thing. We'll pull up and wreck. Pull up and wreck, pull up and wreck, no disrespect, ayy.
Three Cube on the beat.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Miley and the got it dancing like Madonna. All that Miley and the got it dancing like Madonna. Miley and the got it dancing like Madonna. All that Miley and the got it dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna, like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. Like Madonna. Dancing like Madonna. All that Miley and the got it dancing like Madonna.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. It's Friday and I'm back. I'm for real, I am, like, shit. But shout out to everybody, man. I know you'd be like, everybody shouting out, because shout out to everybody, man. Hey, look, we go through process, we go through a lot of stuff. Made it back. But now, seriously, though, I do appreciate everybody, man. Hanging out with your boy, kicking it with me, all this other greatness. I appreciate y'all, man, for real. For real. But do I let these other announcements go? Cause I already did on Facebook, Instagram. I did. I said OG Radio Mixtape Volume 3 was coming out this weekend. So from here on till Sunday, it may drop. Whenever, sometime this week. I know it's February. I'm like, oh, here we go again. But no, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. It's coming out. I got everything that I need to get done and covered. Only thing I'm doing is adding them to websites. So if anybody know a faster way to put them on thatpimp.com, my mixtape, y'all let me know because I know it's a process and I'm going to go through this process and do what I do. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, I will say it. It will be coming out this weekend. I don't know how long the process takes to drop it on two mixtape sites. Anybody else know any quicker ways to put mixtapes on thatpimp.com or what is that? My mixtape. Y'all let me know. Cause I don't even know. I just want y'all to know that I don't even know no more. Like I said, man, I appreciate everybody. And I already know this is the longest wait for a mixtape ever. And I promise y'all will not make y'all wait this long ever again. Ever. But we back at it, right? So, I'm going back through my topics of the day, and I had a whole bunch of these months. I mean a whole bunch. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm for real. So, today's topic is from my assistant, so shout out to my assistant. Always make sure I got my topic of the day and anything else that going on. So, going out for drinks after work with coworkers. So she asked me, or guess how people ask me, the do's and don'ts when you're going out to drink with coworkers. Now, coworkers mean that it's more than two people, because y'all just, it's just two of y'all going on, it's going like a date. So a lot of people, like, y'all got to crew up and y'all got to go out somewhere that's close by the job, whether if you're taking a train or you driving, something that's mid between far away from work and close enough to home to where you, you know what I'm saying, you can be safe and whatnot. Number one, if you go straight after work, it depends on what type of job you have. If you're in the corporate world, yeah, cool. You know, happy hour start at 5. You know, most of you get off at 5, 4 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Don't matter. So however you get off work, you know, and you going in there, and make sure you had something to eat for, like, lunch that's going to help you, you know, soak in that one or two shots. You know what I'm saying? Do's, things to do. Make sure your stomach is well balanced when you go drink. Make sure that your stomach is well balanced. Do that. Make sure your stomach is balanced so you can drink and you ain't gonna have a stomach problem. You ain't gonna have a stomach. And for y'all who don't know what the stomach is, and y'all do know what the stomach is, y'all know what the stomach is. And yet, when it ain't acting right, and you realize you shouldn't have ate that beef and bean burrito at the cafeteria vending machine, but you wanted to be adventurous as hell. You know what? I can eat that today. Then you want to go out for drinks, and then your stomach was like, you got me fucked up. I'm about to ruin your whole motherfucking day. I told you not to eat this damn thing when you looked at it for a dollar. What beef and bean burrito you know out of vending machine that costs $1.50 gonna be good for us? But since you wanted to be an adult and make a single decision, brain, and not think about the repercussions of the stomach, I'm about to shut us down in this bathroom right now. You don't want to go through that. You don't want to go through that. That's a don't. Don't do that neither. You do. You want to go out, you know, and go with a good group of people that you're comfortable with having non-work conversations, okay? When you go out for drinks, it's more like maybe a game that come on straight after work. Fellas, you know how we go out, fellas. We go out, oh, the game come on this time. Man, shit, I ain't gonna make it back to the crib and all that. Well, shit, we just gonna go straight to the bar, whatever. Make sure you tell your significant other that you're going out for drinks with the guys. Or ladies, you tell your guy you're going out for drinks with your girls. You know, you tell them like, hey, babe, we going out to drinks, me and the girls, you know, after work drink, you know, just one or two little shots or a little sip of wine. We, it ain't nothing too extra, just a little get me ready to come home to these bad kids and you. But I love you. Don't worry about it. Fellas be like, hey, babe, look, you know, the game come on at like 5:30. We get off at 5. I ain't going to make it home. And then you ain't going to let me walk back out the door because I want to go with my guy. So I'm going to have these couple of shots, these couple of these brews real quick. We're going to watch the game. You want me to bring you something back to eat? Yeah, no, the kids eat. By the time I get done, I'll be the only one hungry. But if you want me to go to stop at the store, just let a brother know. But I am stopping, you know, have a couple drinks with the fellas. Love you too. And that right there, what I just explained, that will stop every and any conversation. All conversations, basically with you getting into it with your significant other, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's the major thing. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But yeah, you also, when you go out to drinks, don't go out and try to get drunk. That's not the reason of going to get drinks with your significant other, going out to get drinks with your coworkers, because you ain't trying to get drunk. See, most people go out to get drinks and they just, you know, they need like one or two to just, you know, take the edge off the long work week. It's Friday. You done got work. And, you know, you may want a little something to unwind you from the long work week. You just don't want to go to the crib. You don't want to go to the crib all tightened up because you done got into it with your boss. He going to tell you what you ain't going to do. He's going to tell you what you ain't going to do. You're going to go in there and tell him what you is going to do. But it's cool. But you don't want to go to the bar, get super drunk, and then go home. One, that's dangerous as hell. Who goes to get drunk straight after work? You do that when you go home. That's why you stop at the liquor store and you buy a bottle of your choice. And you go home and you drink it in the safety of your own home. That's cool, too. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to go do that. You don't want to go, you know what I'm saying, for drinks after work, like, with just one person. Because this is going to look suspect. Like, why don't y'all two always go out for drinks? Unless the work co-workers go out with y'all. Y'all always go on y'all own. Suspect. Raises eyebrows. People look at y'all funny. Three, please, don't go to just any bar. Go to a familiar bar, you know, that you know the food good, and they drink straight, and they may have a drink special, something like that. Don't go to nobody you ain't never been to and eat the food, because then you ain't going to know what's going on. Then your stomach going to get messed up, and then we're going to be back with the stomach situation. You're going to be mad because now you got to use public bathroom, and it take, ladies, it take y'all 30 to 45 minutes to half an hour to use the bathroom. Not because y'all in there destroying life. Because it take y'all 20 to 35 minutes to put all the tissue on the toilet so y'all can sit down. Yeah, it's ignorant, I know, right? It's stupid. It's stupid. I'm just being honest, though. Fellas, you don't want to eat no food that's going to have you hovering over the toilet like a Jedi Knight. Niggas be sitting there hovering using the force, and the force is coming out. I mean, it is what it is. So he's just, you know. If you take a trip, like public transportation to the crib, or you're taking the metro to your car, make sure you don't get too drunk. So you don't get on the wrong damn train and you don't know how to get your ass home. And you're trying to figure out how to get home because you didn't get super tipsy. Now you don't know which train to get on. Then you lose your damn card. So now you're stuck somewhere and then you're mad. Just don't do that when you're going to out to drinks. Also, yeah, when you go out for drinks, don't be that person with the I pay you back later. Or don't be that person. Because first of all, I'm not going to drink. Nobody ain't getting no money. First of all, I'm not the, don't hit me with that. Let me hold something, kinfolk. Let me hold something. No, you're going to go back there and start washing dishes. Or you're going to be dancing on this table to cover your bill because I'm not going. You better figure something out. You better take the we hiring sign down to get the bus and some dishes. Cause it's not happening. And that don't necessarily mean that, you know, you got to take cash out. You know, it's a million, thousand different ways to pay for stuff now. Your phone is your wallet. Now you just hit a button on your phone and everything paid for. But you don't want to go there and be broke. You also don't want to go to, like, going out for a drink after work don't mean going to a strip club. It doesn't look right because you just, you know what, fuck it, it don't matter. If you go there, just don't spend your whole check there because it's kind of stupid. Have some type of restraint, have a balance, have an allowance. Even when you go out for regular drinks, don't be trying to buy the bar. Everybody's just trying to get a beer in the shot and we're trying to go home. Fellas, this is all we're trying to do. Try to get this beer in our system, this shot in our system. Because depending on what type of home you're going to, you might need something a little bit stronger. We just might just need a little bit. You know, you're trying to relax, get yourself together when you go in the house and deal with Mortal Kombat. Maybe kids. As soon as you come in the house, kids are on the Mortal Kombat. They may be ready to fight. They got homework. They want to know how your day went. They're going to tell you 2015 million things that happened with them. And then they're going to tell you 15 other 100 things that happened at school, depending on the age. Now, if your kids are teenagers, 95% of the time, you ain't even going to hear them niggas in the house. You're going to hear them, but you're not going to see them. They're going to be in their room. They're going to be on the phone. They're going to be on the game. They're going to be on their phone. They're going to be on the game on their phone. Or they're going to be playing the game. and they're on their phone because they're texting their friends, or they're going to do all three at the same time. Now, if you got a kid from the age of 3 to about 9, you're about to be in for the conversation of your life. So when you go in the house, that little buzz that you got is going to be perfect because you're going to be like, yup, yes, amazing. Yes, it is. You're just going to be right there in the center of it, and you ain't going to care because they're not going to care because they see, like, I got full attention. I'm just going to talk until I don't feel like talking no more. And I'm going to show them every single thing I did. Now, I know y'all like, you ain't got no kids. I got nieces, okay? And you not understand the power of a three-year-old sits in your lap and conversates with you about her whole day. And she look at you like she really know what you're talking about the whole time. Some of the stuff don't even make sense, but you just right there and they're like, yeah, I got you. How you do that again? But then you get a smart three-year-old who been here before and she know everything. So she ain't even looking at you. She's showing you everything in the phone. So why do people go get drinks before they go home? Because sometimes they're going home to some kids that's getting on their nerve. And that don't mean they don't love their kids. It just mean they just got off work and they tired. They just tired. Depend on how long they done worked. Then the drive home, that's why I prefer. If y'all go to work somewhere far, you find a bar close to the crib so you can maneuver with your little tipsiness or whatever you want to call it. But it's okay. It's okay. Y'all live. Y'all all live. Everyone will live. Okay? some people just don't give a hell. Other things don't do. Don't go out for drinks if you smell like yesterday. If you smell like Tuesday and today Friday. You know, you wore the same work shirt since last Sunday and you really don't care. Or, you know, you work somewhere where it's kind of hot. You got some heat on you. You look strong. And you want to get in somebody's car. You want to take your shoe off. And ask them, does it smell infected? It's nasty. Don't do that. That's just disgusting. That's nasty as heck. Don't do that at all. And honest, don't do that at all. Oh, man, I could go on and on about stuff to do when you go out for drinks. Don't try to order everything. Like, you go there and you super hungry, then your stomach get bigger than your eyes, and then you mad because you got to take stuff home because you want to eat it. Then, you know, once you put it in the house, it no longer becomes yours. It becomes the house. And there's like a race against time to see who's going to eat it first. You can't get mad. You can't get mad at all. You just got to deal with that. man, it's too much to be going out for drinks when you go and get out of work with coworkers. Keep all work conversations to a minimum. Don't nobody go out for drinks. Well, yes, y'all do. I'm sorry, y'all do. That's the main reason y'all go out for drinks, to talk about other people at work. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Especially people that work in offices. Y'all go to have drinks with the coworkers you cool with, that you conversate with outside of work, and that's actually your friend on Facebook that know your real name on Facebook. I mean, they know your Facebook name. And you go there, and you get drinks, and you talk about all the coworkers you can't stand. You talk about your boss, they get on your nerve. You talk about they got the promotion before you. You talk about everything. And then when y'all leave, y'all like, you don't even want to talk about them because you got it out your system because somebody getting on your nerve at work and you ready to just go postal. I don't know why they call it going postal, though. I ain't seen too many post office people just go crazy lately. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe we just don't know it. But, you know. Then when you go out, don't stay out like all night. If you went straight from work to the bar, don't like come in at like 10:30, 11. You ain't been to the crib. God, dog, that means you escaped from Alcatraz. If that's the case, ain't no sense. But yeah, I mean that's what it is as far as work related stuff. Just don't. Oh, forget this. I got. When you at work and y'all got a refrigerator, just don't grab anybody's food. That is nasty. You don't know what that person did to that food before you got it. And there's my dog making her 100th appearance on the show because she mad. I'm talking about you, Zena. Yes, I am. Because you're mad. You still mad? I take that as a yes. She don't like when I do the show without her. So, Zena, everybody. And give it up for Zena. Dog named Zena in the building. Thank you, Zena. Thank you so much. See, she appreciates y'all, you know, making her a pet celebrity. You know what I'm saying? So, this is just some of the things I want to tell y'all about going out for drinks with coworkers. Then, don't go out with the coworkers you don't like. You know how some people do that? They go out with the coworker they don't like so they can hear all the stuff that they don't like and they hear the people that they don't like and they talk about. And it's probably your friends that they don't like. See, we beefing. Zena don't like me on my radio show, so she gonna try to out-talk me, but I don't appreciate that. Don't make no sense. But I'm gonna get back to this music in a minute. And yes, OG Radio Mixtape is coming. So I ain't even saying some of this weekend. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get to it, and it's gonna be finished by the time I look up. Yeah, in like the next couple of days, that's what we're talking about.
Up already, I blew
bulldoze it already. You already know the procedure, so tell me if you not ready. Girl, I've been watching you, so I'm trying to make moves on how to pursue. Yeah, baby girl, that's how I move, but I only want to see that freaking you. Feeling like Usher with confession, yeah. Tell them other lanes at the exit. They don't know how we do, cause all the other thing about a freaking you. Yeah.
Hey, I know what it is, your boy Mr. AKLG Radio GTV, man. Hey, I appreciate everybody tuning in to the show. We'll get back to our regular scheduled program on Monday. I'm in the little early. Gotta work, gotta do. Business and all that, of course. But like I said, man, we'll be back on Monday, Network Mondays. You know I'm working on brand. More music, new music, all the music will be back uploaded, so we ain't going through this mess no more. I do appreciate everybody who tuned in regardless of what's going on. Like I said, time to get the mixtape out to y'all, man. That's what I'm about to go do right now. I'm going to get the last touches on this mixtape. I ain't even got to do nothing extra. Just make sure it's ready to rock and roll. I'll put them on these websites, man. So go on the lookout for OGF to go on those sites. That's this weekend. Finally, I can do what I need to do. And it's a wrap. This is like the best feeling of my life right now. So run up. Finally gives me a tip out to y'all. It's a blessing to be able to do that. Shout out to everybody at ESPN Radio 1000, man, who let me, you know, pursue one of my dreams and be on ESPN Radio, man. Closer I got to ESPN right now. So that was a blessing to go through the whole process. And hopefully, can't wait for y'all to see what I do next. Like I said, the end of my show, man, do what you love, load your feeling, let's take every show. Chicago Bulls fans, don't take life is cold, so you ain't even gotta go outside, to be honest. But you just stand out, chill out, relax, Netflix, chill, or whatever you wanna call it. But I'll holler at y'all on Monday. I don't even care who wins the Super Bowl because I'm very upset about how the Patriots got to the Super Bowl, and I'm not gonna speak on that. I hope the Eagles play a great game. I hope it's a great game. And commercials. We're gonna talk about commercials too. All the Super Bowl commercials on Monday. We're gonna talk about all of them, all the ones that I liked, and the Super Bowl. Who performed the Super Bowl halftime? Justin Timberlake. I wonder who he gonna bring out. Cause he thought he wasn't the only one. Trying to get Janet set up, you know what I mean. I ain't Janet, we still love you, girl. He tried to set you up for the okie doke, but Janet, we still love you, girl. Love you, yeah, we do. We'll talk about all the Super Bowl activities, all the extraness, sports, and all that goodness. Because after the Super Bowl is over, it's over football. What are we going to do, fellas? What are we going to do? It's no more football after February 4th. So I don't know what we're going to do, guys. I know what I'm going to do. The NBA still rolling. And LeBron and all of them still struggling. Okay, I'm out of here. Holla at y'all on Monday. Y'all be safe. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. I will have all the wrap-ups on Monday. Y'all stay safe. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Peace.